This is Walter Lee Hilliard III of UniversalSoulPower.com. That's UniversalSoulPower.com. The new rhythm and bluesy contemporary hip-hop soul of podcasting. Check out my blog, UniversalSoulPower.com. There you will see my latest posts, my podcasts. Listen, I want to talk about, first of all, let me say something about Inspirational Gumbo. It's my second blog, and that's primarily about inspiration and motivation. But I want to talk to you about a issue that really has been grinding on me the last 2 or 3 years. And as I start this new podcast and figure out this online communication thing here, I'm going to get into a lot of the current event issues, of course. But the main issue that has really been bothering me is the Bill Cosby issue. Every time I watch CNN, MSNBC, any of the mainstream reports, they never talk about the other side. They never talk about the evidence that would clear Cosby or have you at least doubt what these women are saying. I believe the latest count's over 50 women. Now, the first thing I would say to you is think about the fantastical tale you have to believe in to believe that Bill Cosby, since the 1960s, has raped, molested, abused over 50 women, mostly white women. I think there's 2 or 3 black women, Beverly Johnson, which her manager says she's lying. And I don't even know the other name. There's a light-skinned black actress who says he gave her a drink and she woke up. You know, they're all telling the same story. It's kind of the groupthink psychosis issue in terms of all these women saying the same thing. And I say psychosis because, you're just a blatant liar. But what kind of rationale do you have to use to say that, you know, years later, oh, this man raped me, this man molested me, this man did this and that, abused me. It's ridiculous. But think about it. What are the chances of a famous black man in America for 400 years, the most racist country on the planet, molests, rapes, assaults over 50 white women, and not one of these women goes to the police? But over the last 10, 15, 20 years, these women come out when another woman comes out and says, yeah, that happened to me too. Now, Quaaludes was the drug of choice, just like alcohol or cocaine became the drug of choice. Today, it would be heroin, cocaine, painkillers, opiates, whatever the case may be. So you have to look back at that particular time. Quaaludes was the drug of choice, a recreational drug. But today, and in the last 7 or 8 years or so, when this Constand brought up this issue whereby she said she was working for the Temple University basketball team, I believe in the early 2000s actually, said that Bill Cosby assaulted her, put his hands down her pants. And yet when you listen to the media, they don't say, I haven't heard any of them say, that she called Bill Cosby over 50 times after the alleged incident, and he called her back, or called her 20 times. So 70, 75 calls. And she asked him for tickets for her parents to one of his shows. Now, if you are a rational human being and someone says this man did these things to them, when she's going over his house, they're exchanging gifts, and she calls him over 50 times, what rapist or molester do you know where the victim's going to call him over 50 times? So it's utter bullshit. That's totally ridiculous. So to believe in that is delusional. Now, here's the other issue I want to make, and I just want to make a quick video here, but I want to get this point across. Mental illness is delusion, blaming the victim, fear of phobias, distorted perception, okay? And when you look at America, particularly mainstream America, and people who believe in this lie about Bill Cosby, and I forgot denial. Denial is also one of the hallmarks of mental illness, and racism is a mental illness. Okay. So when you look at these women and you think about how so many mainstream Americans can believe these women, think about it. We've had 400 years of racism, right? So they've been socially engineered to believe in these racist stereotypes. And And so one of the richest men on the planet, black men on the planet, Bill Cosby comes along, famous, can't get away. He just happens to molest, abuse, and rape 50 white women, and not one of them goes to court. And then the one that does go to court, they didn't allow her roommate's testimony, who said she was watching a news report about Bill Cosby allegedly doing something to a woman, or and some other issue where a woman accused a celebrity or something. And she said that she could do that sort of thing, that she could also get paid because she needed money. And we know she got money from the first trial back in mid-2000s, I believe, 2007 or something like that. So these are fantastical tales. This man did not do the things he said. Yes, you can say he was wrong for having sex when he's married, but that's neither here nor there. That's between him and his wife. So you have to be mentally ill, and we all have been swimming in 400 years of racism, an ocean of racism. Okay, so our minds are distorted, but you have to be mentally ill, right? Living in denial, fear of phobias of black people, and believing in the stereotypes, delusional, have a distorted perception, etc., to believe in these stories. And when you watch the media, they won't say anything on Cosby's behalf. So this is a straight railroading when you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty in this country. Utterly ridiculous. I'm going to be spending more time on this issue as different things come out about the trial. This is Walter Lee Hilliard, the third of UniversalSoulPower.com. That's UniversalSoulPower.com podcast. And this is the new rhythm and bluesy contemporary hip-hop soul of podcasting. Peace.